Hello and welcome to the latest edition of .ru on Radio VR with me, Peter Lakarev. I haven't mentioned this yet, but Rush is a brand new search engine. In a world where Google dominates the international arena, sole national alternatives have held down fort for about a couple decades now, with competitors dying off and even behemoths such as Microsoft struggling to keep their search engines relevant. So why does one create a search engine? Well, this one is kind of different from existing services. The launch of Sputnik, the search engine backed by the Russian government, symbolically coincided with St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. The beta version of the service was presented by Sergey Kalugin, head of Rostelecom, Russia's largest telecom operator. Work on the search engine began back in 2006. At the time, it was developed by a team of amateurs, according to officials. In 2012, Rostelecom decided to invest in this project in an apparent attempt to enter new markets. The company is mostly known for ISP services. Anyway, currently the project is maintained by 150 specialists, which include former employees of Russia's largest internet companies, such as Yandex and Mail.ru Group. Now, since this is a governmental project, there are certain social responsibilities the service has. For instance, Alexei Basov, Rostelecom's vice president, said that Sputnik gives preferential rankings to official media outlets and is geared towards helping users connect with social and governmental institutes. Special services attached to the service streamline the process. For example, Convenient Rush allows easy access to government-to-citizen interaction services. When information regarding Sputnik first became public, it was announced that the search engine would not have built-in filtration for information which may seem as undesirable for governmental entities. However, after playing around with it for a while, I discovered that it's simply impossible to find certain information with Sputnik, you know, such as adult content. The thing which surprised me most is the search engine having three filtration options: strong, moderate, and light. That's right, there is simply no way to look for something without a safety filter. On the other hand, this approach is quite understandable given the objective of the search engine. I mean, it's supposed to bring users and governmental services closer together, not help users find various nasty things online. Meanwhile, Russian IT security company Kaspersky Lab has published a research illustrating search and surfing habits of kids in Russia and worldwide. Turns out that a whopping 46% of websites visited by underage internet users contain pornography. 26% have firearm-related information. Actually, the adult content websites are most popular among the underage of most countries, the research notes, with one exception being Germany. German kids prefer spending their time on gaming websites. And almost three-quarters of websites visited by Japanese minors contain pornography. France is a close second with 69%. Other findings include websites classified as containing violent content being most popular in the United States and drug-related sites being popular in Mexico. The research notes that information was pulled from depersonalized data flowing through the Kaspersky security network based on parental controls and does not include social networks, e-shops, or chats, which generally trigger the parental filters. That's all the time we have today, so thanks for listening to .ru on Radio VR.